Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of the DU Podcast. My name is Will, and I am your host for today. And in the studio today, I have one of the lead editors for the DU Clarion with me.
Hi. I'm Grace Carson. I'm the executive editor of the Clarion.
So there's been a big story going on lately. It's been on the front page of like all the newspapers and your website. And when we talked to you on Monday, you seemed pretty bent out of shape about it. Would you mind telling us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So the big news on campus right now is SAE coming back to campus.
Sigma Alpha Epsilon, I believe.
Yes, yes. They are a fraternity. They're a historical chapter on campus. They have been at DU for years, but they were suspended in 2015 due to both cases about their organizations. And those conduct reports are about like 100 pages, including individual reports on members from SAE. And those reports can't be released just because they have to do with students and are protected by FERPA laws. But yeah, so they were suspended in 2015. They were suspended for everything from vandalism to harassing women on campus to possession of drugs and alcohol, parties, hazing, etc. And while it can't be confirmed, word of mouth from women on campus is that the fraternity, or I should say members in the fraternity at the time, had a major part in the like sexual assault that was going on campus. Again, that can't be confirmed just because FERPA law protects those individual cases. But from friends I have, and also just for like just word of mouth on campus, you know, like that's totally real. They say that that was a huge thing that was going on at the time. And so they were suspended for 3 years. And they just recently this year petitioned to come back. And so what Hannah Brannett, our sports editor, and I wrote about for our news piece is basically how that's all going down. So basically DU had a contract with SAE, a return contract, about them coming back to campus within the 3 years and what that would look like. They had like guidelines and all that. And the people who were in charge of that was basically FSL.
And FSL is Fraternity and Sorority Life.
Student Rights and Responsibility, and Dr. Lily Rodriguez. They were in charge of creating that contract, a return contract, of which they're following now. They created that 3 years ago with no student input or FSL, like community input. And so they're following that right now. And on February 7th, and when I say they, it's IFC. They are voting on not if SAE will return because of that contract that's already been made, but when SAE is going to be returned. And a lot of student input on that is that they never had a say on whether or not SAE was going to return. And that's something that affects the community as a whole, at least the FSL community.
In fact, Bryce Armijo, president of USG, suggested that voting should be held with consideration for the entire DU community. However, this isn't feasible at the moment due to just the number of students on campus and being able to reach every single one of them effectively.
So Carson Lance, the associate director of Fraternity and Sorority Life, so FSL, basically said in response to that the reason why MGC...
The MGC is the Multicultural Greek Council, which contains fraternities and sororities, most of which are committed to student diversity.
And Panhellenic.
Panhellenic is sororities that are not a part of the MGC.
They're unable to place a vote is because that doesn't respect the sovereignty of council governance and decision-making in all of DU's FSL councils. So every council is given a sovereignty and makes decisions accordingly for their council and community, so no other community. So in other words, MGC and Panhellenic would not be able to vote on each other's like expansion or as they call it, recolonizing. And that's what SAA is trying to do. Word choice, not amazing, but trying to come back to campus, like they wouldn't be able to vote in that. So he's saying like they need to hold true IFC because SAE is an IFC organization.
The IFC is the Interfraternity Council. It's only made up of fraternities, and all the fraternities in the IFC exclude the ones in the MGC.
it should be the IFC only votes for IFC matters, just like MGC would only vote in MGC matter and Panhellenic would only vote in Panhellenic matters. So that's his response to that. But a lot of students on campus and organizations are genuinely just worried for DU's reputation, FSL's reputation, and also just the safety of students on campus. Not only for like the talk around campus about sexual assault, but also for SAE's huge reputation of hazing. It says here in the article I wrote that in a 2013 report highlighted the longstanding trends of suspension that followed SAE nationally. From 2007 to 2013, Bloomberg found that out of 240 chapters that SAE hosted, over 100 had received disciplinary action from universities. SAE reported more drinking, drugs, or hazing deaths than any other fraternity, with 9 related deaths reported since 2016 to the time of the report. And then, so some people may argue, you know, well, that was a long time ago. But these problems are still persisting. And even within the last 6 months of SAE having changed their policies, like they got rid of pledging, they're making like sexual assault training mandatory and hazing training mandatory. But just this month on January 11th, 2019, a SAE student was found dead at UC Irvine due to binge drinking. And there's been plenty of other cases in the last 6 months. So that to me kind of like loses their credibility that, oh, we've made these policy changes and like coming back onto you, you know, it's going to be good. It's going to be, you know, different. But, you know, like these things are still happening in other places. So I don't quite know, you know, how that's going to be prevented.
So if I can run this back real quick. Yeah. So you said the council that has been put together to vote on the return of SAE was made out of IFC related fraternities, right?
Yeah, so only IFC will be able to vote.
So it's not including, first off, it's not including any sororities.
Not any sororities, no.
And not any fraternities or sororities that may be specifically focused on a certain ethnicity.
Yeah,
or...
so not any of the MGC fraternities or sororities either.
Yeah, so it's obviously not a question of, like, do we want more Greek life on campus? Because we love the Greek life we already have on campus. It's pretty integral to the community at DU, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
It's more so a matter of this particular fraternity has a very sketchy record.
Right.
And they had a sketchy record on this campus in the past.
Right.
And do we want to encourage that behavior again?
Right.
And do we really think there's been a change since the last time they were here on campus?
Exactly. And for me, it's not just like, oh, they have a negative reputation. Like, if it was just like hearsay or like rumors, like that'd be one thing. But we have concrete evidence. You could just do a simple Google search that they have this history. And not only is it like a history like, oh, you know, 10 years ago, it's like the last 6 months. Again, it's not just that this is happening like nationally, it's that it has happened on our campus and like what, almost 4 years ago? Like that's not even like half a decade. I mean, we can work on the culture of DU and the environment and the people. So yeah.
And if I remember correctly, you said the probation for SAE was 3 years long.
The suspension, correct? Yeah, it was three
the
years.
Suspension, yes. Yeah, yeah. So the suspension for SAE was 3 years long.
Yes.
Which means that people who are seniors this year may still have memories of what could have happened on campus.
Yeah, they told us at the meeting that there's no current SAE member, like, during that time of the quote-unquote colony on campus. Like, they've all graduated. I'm assuming they graduated last year. I don't know about any victims of anything SAE has done, but I know SAE, like, people, like, in the fraternity at the time, I know they are no longer on campus, but they have not been gone too long, so.
Right, right. All right. Well, I think we've covered just about all of our bases.
Yeah. So I guess my last comments would be go ahead and pick up this week's copy of The Clarion or go online at duclarion.com. Not only will you find the full news story with links to the conduct reports, you'll also find two very well-written opinions on it, one from one of our writers and then one from the USG president, Bryce Amijo. So, yeah.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Grace.
Yeah,
thanks for coming in and doing an interview.
Yeah, thanks so much. Have a good one.
You too.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the DU Podcast. We hope you tune in again soon, and make sure you've always got a friend if you're walking around at night. Take care and have a good one.